This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We have been studying for the past several days about the great subject of marriage, and in particular, marriage is not for the immature. Marriage is not for people who are still babies emotionally or mentally or spiritually. It is really for people who have grown up in every way. That is the ideal marriage, the marriage as God would have it. Can you not see why, in the light of the things that we've had to say the past few days, why this particular lesson has been entitled, Marriage is Not for the Immature? Indeed, marriage is not for babies, not for babies emotionally. When emotional babies get married, they almost always have trouble. Some people weather the storm until they can both grow up, but many do not. They break up their home before either one of them has a chance to grow up. They should have waited until they had grown up before they married in the first place. Marriage is not for babies, and if you go ahead and marry before you mature, then you must recognize that you have been warned about it. Another mark of maturity is the willingness to try to make the other person happy. Babies are concerned only about themselves. A little child is not concerned about the problems of others. He does not care about who else may be unhappy. Little children want what they want when they want it, and it does not matter what it costs other people by way of sacrifice or effort. But when husbands and wives are both motivated by the desire to make the other happy, then the marriage will be a happy one. Each husband and each wife owes it to the other and to himself to try to make every minute of life just as pleasurable for the other as they possibly can. No husband has the right to make his wife unhappy, and no wife has the right to make her husband unhappy, unless they are made unhappy by righteous and good things. When this attitude prevails in a home, you may be sure that happiness will be there also, including, as I've already suggested, a happy sexual life. God Himself is the one who made men and women different, not just physically, but emotionally as well. This difference provides each the opportunity of giving in just a bit to the other. When a husband's desire for intimate relations is strong and frequent and the wife's not so strong or so frequent, this difference of desire should not become a ground for trouble or dissension. In fact, when the couple is both mature and Christian, such difference will not cause trouble. Rather, the two will use the difference to demonstrate their love for one another. Each will show loving consideration for the feelings and the needs of the other. Each will know that they can trust the other, not to make mere excuses, but to be honestly and lovingly interested in doing what will bring the other the greatest or the most happiness. Immature people, babies if you will care little, if any, about the needs of the other. Rather, their motivating thought will be, "What makes me happy? That's what I'm concerned about." But I want you, the listener, to be guarded and to kept from such a companion. Husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 22 on to the end of the chapter. And Paul, in writing to Titus in chapter 2, verse 4, said that wives are to love their husbands. Another mark of maturity, another mark of being a grown-up person, is the feeling of gratitude instead of self-pity. Mature people are grateful for the blessings of life which our gracious Father in heaven constantly gives to all of us, even to those of us who are evil. At least he gives blessings to the evil while they live on this earth, as the book of Matthew makes clear in chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. But immature people, that is, those who are still babies, usually feel that they have not received what they have coming to them. They constantly have a complaint on their lips about something they have missed or which they feel they should have had. They feel sorry for themselves. They are full of self-pity, and this self-pity guards their hearts against gratitude. Thus, they're unhappy and in turn make those around them unhappy. Neither a husband nor a wife who's filled with self-pity will be a fit or proper companion for marriage. A wife or husband who's always afraid that they're giving a little more than they are giving will always be unhappy. Dare to turn yourself loose with the idea that you're going to make your companion happy and be thankful for that opportunity. Count your many blessings and be back with us tomorrow as we continue this study.